Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Software Development Lifecycle, SDLC. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Software Engineering Concepts in the Software Engineering for Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the phases of SDLC, a comparison of different SDLC models, and the importance of SDLC in effective project management. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to describe the SDLC and understand its impact on successful software development, which is especially relevant in the fast-paced world of finance and fintech. Main content phases of SDLC. The Software Development Lifecycle, SDLC, is a structured process that guides the development of software applications. The SDLC consists of several key phases, each playing a critical role in ensuring that the final product meets the needs of users and stakeholders. Let's break down these phases. Planning. The first phase involves defining the project scope, objectives, and requirements. During this phase, stakeholders gather to discuss the project's goals and the resources required. This step is crucial as it sets the foundation for the entire project. A well-planned project is more likely to stay on time and within budget. Design. In the design phase, the team translates requirements into a blueprint for the software. This includes creating system architecture, user interfaces, and data structures. The design must balance user needs with technical constraints. For instance, in a fintech application, the design needs to ensure that the user interface is intuitive while also addressing security concerns. Implementation. This phase involves actual coding and development of the software. Developers write code according to the specifications laid out in the design documents. It's essential to follow best practices and coding standards during this phase to ensure maintainability and scalability of the software. Testing. After implementation, the software undergoes rigorous testing to identify and fix bugs or issues. Various testing methods, such as unit testing, integration testing, and user acceptance testing, are employed. In the context of fintech, testing is particularly critical due to the sensitivity of financial data and the need for high reliability. Deployment. Once the software passes all tests, it is deployed to the production environment. This phase may involve migrating data, training users, and ensuring the system is operational. Post-deployment support is also vital to address any issues that arise after the software is live. Comparison of different SDLC models. Different organizations may choose various SDLC models based on their specific needs and project requirements. Here are a few common models. Waterfall model. This is a linear approach where each phase must be completed before moving on to the next. It's straightforward but can be inflexible, making it challenging to accommodate changes once the process has begun. Agile model. Agile emphasizes iterative development, allowing teams to work in short cycles, sprints, and adapt to changes quickly. This model is particularly favored in fintech, where requirements can evolve rapidly due to market demands. Spiral model. This combines elements of both design and prototyping in stages, allowing for iterative refinement. It is useful for larger, more complex projects that require risk assessment throughout the development process. Each model has its strengths and weaknesses, and the choice often depends on the project size, scope, and user needs. Importance of SDLC in project management. The software development lifecycle is not just a technical framework, it's a vital project management tool. Here are some reasons why SDLC is essential for successful project outcomes. Structured approach. The SDLC provides a clear roadmap for software development, ensuring that all team members understand their roles and responsibilities throughout the project. Risk management. By identifying potential risks early in the planning and design phases, teams can develop strategies to mitigate these risks before they escalate, ultimately leading to smoother project execution. Quality assurance. The rigorous testing phase ensures that products meet quality standards and function as intended. This is especially important in fintech, where software failures can lead to significant financial losses. Cost control. A well-defined SDLC can help manage project costs by preventing scope creep and ensuring that resources are allocated effectively. This is crucial in a competitive industry like fintech, where budget overruns can jeopardize business viability. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the software development lifecycle, SDLC, including its essential phases, various models, and its significance in project management. Understanding the SDLC is crucial for anyone involved in software development, especially in the dynamic field of fintech. By grasping these concepts, you are better equipped to contribute to successful software projects in your organization. Reflection questions: how can the planning phase of SDLC impact the overall success of a software project? Which SDLC model do you think would be most effective for a fintech startup, and why? In what ways can testing prevent costly mistakes in software development?